And we get a Skype call this week.
Yeah, actually, this email of the week that we have this week is one of our voice messages that we receive. We'll give you that phone number in just a moment. But it's actually from a college student. Let's listen to what Russell has to ask.
Hey, Charlie and Steven. This is Russell Heimlich from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I don't know if this counts as your question of the week because it's Skype, but I'll assume it does. My question is, I'm a college student looking to get started in the digital media industry, and I was just wondering what you guys did to get your first jobs out of college, and what was it like, and if you have any tips. So that's my question. Love the show. Wish you guys the best. Bye.
Oh, now that's a good question, isn't it, Steven?
Yeah, it's one that I get asked a lot, and I know, Charlie, that you get asked a lot from potential graduates. So now being graduation week for a lot of colleges and universities, and I know a lot of college students are listening, here's some advice that we can give. Charlie?
Yeah, the first thing that I did when I was in college was I signed up for an internship. Now, Russell, mm-hmm. I think that you probably have done that if you want to get into broadcasting. It's really hard to break into broadcasting, as you know, Stephen, because there are so many people who want to do it, and there are so few positions available.
Right.
What I had to do was, after the internship, I stayed on with the director that I was interning with. He let me stay at the public television station where I was working, and I took the worst possible job. So, Russell, my advice to you is don't expect to be inserted at the top. I would see so many interns that I worked with expect to suddenly be thrust into an administration position or into the director's chair. It's not going to mm-hmm. happen. What you have to do is you have to be willing to pay dues. And here's my suggestion. Russell, get yourself another job while you work your way up in the
yes.
television field. This is what I did. I was a musician. I started out as a music major. I was already playing music professionally when I graduated from college. So I kept playing these gigs on the weekend for 5 more years after I graduated because I had to pay such rough dues. I had to put together sets. I had to carry stuff around. I had to do construction. I had to do the worst jobs they had at that TV station. I had to work my way up. I was willing to work. And that's another thing, Russell.
That's a big
thing. Be willing
thing.
To work. Be willing to work hard and be willing to work smart. And pay attention to details. Pay attention to the right details. Show everybody that you know your stuff, that you're willing to do a good job, and prove yourself. And try to work the connections that you had that you got during school. If you hear about somebody else has a job, find out how they got it.
Yep.
And then volunteer for stuff. Just do whatever you can to show everyone that you know your stuff and that you're going to be able to do a good job. Now, what do you think, Stephen? What would be another good suggestion?
Well, you know,
for
Charlie,
Russell?
I really, those are words from the master right there, Charlie. Now, you come from a broadcast background. I come from more of a
yes.
production background. But what you said about internships is really, really important because
yes.
I've had students that have gone out and done internships at CNN in New York, got to interview Donald Trump. Now she's graduated. And
she's
CNN
a great
said,
student. I've met her, too.
Student.
She
yeah.
does a good job.
And we've got another student who's going to be working for Fox News up in New York this year. We've got a bunch uh-huh. of students doing interns. And we've actually, you know, some people might have heard of this company called Cisco Systems. It's not
yep.
the food service company. It's not those trucks that you see parked out in front of McDonald's. But this is the networking side
sure.
of the industry. This is what makes the internet work. And we have had 3 students go and do internships at Cisco Systems over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really kind of unheard of. But the reason why they're doing it is because these students have a passion, they have a drive, and most importantly, they have a knowledge. So, Russell, you know, my story is before I graduated, I was actively involved in my campus radio and television station. And if your school does not have a radio or television station, you might want to look somewhere else. Now, granted, I'm more of a production background. Charlie's more of a broadcast background. But the rule is still the same. Get involved as much as you can. Heck, part of my college was funded by my many hours working at a local radio station. Being actively involved, and really, I mean actively involved. I mean, you have to be there, just like Charlie said, willing to work. It's the best thing that you can do to prepare for finding that first job. If you don't want to dive in and work on an everyday video or audio project at your school that you're just going to do volunteer work for, how excited are you going to be about going out and working in the field once you graduate?
That's right.
The other thing that I can tell you is get involved in many broadcast, production, or other organizations in your school or community. Okay, not only is it a great way for you to meet other people and find people who are interested in the same things that you are, it's also a really nice way to socialize and to find a potential job lead. Now, after I received my master's degree, I moved from Kansas to Atlanta, Georgia, and I was advised to become a member of the International Television Association, the ITVA. Now, that has now been reorganized into something else. I can't remember it off the top of my head, MCI or something like that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But at the very first meeting, I knew no one, and no one knew me. But a really nice guy came up to me and introduced himself, and he was really interested in what I was doing, what my background was, what kind of things I could do. And when I was talking to him about my situation, that I had just moved here, that I was looking for a job, but here are the things that I've done and what I can do, he said, oh, let me introduce you to some people right now. And so he introduced me to three different people. And while chatting with one person, I was offered a job to teach at a private college in Atlanta. And then through the other two conversations that I had on the exact same night, I was offered a job to do some freelance work where I started doing my graphics and animation stuff. And then I had another freelance job where I was doing editing, which kept me, just the editing kept me busy about 2 weekends a month. So that was a little money that came in on top of the other stuff that I was doing.
And you were building your resume at the same time, weren't you?
Exactly, because all of these projects you keep learning from. So I also started working on many of the Atlanta ITVA programs and events and ended up producing and directing several of these major multimedia events that they did. So I started to build on my career. My final word of advice, Russell, is to never stop learning and looking for other avenues of gathering information.
That's a good piece of advice.
Never stop learning. In 1998, I was surfing through one of my many news groups that were not porn-related and came across a message from someone by the name of Lou Wallace, who was starting a little web company, and he was looking for writers who could write reviews, tutorials, and more about the production industry. Now, he couldn't pay anyone at the time, but he could get writers free software to review and use. Well, of course, I jumped at that. Free software, free Lightwave 3D, free After Effects. Heck yeah, man.
I jumped on that same thing, Stephen. That's how we got to know each other.
Because
I did the same thing. I started working for Lou at that same time.
Exactly. So while I wasn't getting paid anything, you know, getting a $1,000 piece of software for free that I could use for anything was wonderful. So, you know, you have to keep learning. And you actually, another good thing, if you're going to go into this while I mention it, is become a writer. Learn everything you can about writing, because writing skills are going to take you so far in this industry.
No matter what you're doing.
No matter what
you're
doing.
Writing is a great thing to know.
So about a year and a half, I was still in Atlanta doing all my video gigs down there and writing part-time for Digital Media Online. About a year and a half later, I find myself driving 95 miles an hour across the vast waste of West Texas on my way to California to become a full-time paid writer for Digital MediaNet. And the rest, as they say, is somewhat history. So I would really suggest you get out there and start doing stuff, Russell, or any graduate that's listening to this, or any student. Actually, if you're a graduate and you're just listening to this and just thinking about starting this kind of stuff, you might want to go into a master's program. But if you're a sophomore or a junior, boy, you guys better be taking this stuff and really using it. If you can't find work you can volunteer for, pick up a camera and get some friends and start making your own videos. Then become involved in many of the great chat forums out there and post some of your work for feedback. But be aware, if you ask for feedback, you're going to get it, even if you don't like what people say.
Don't forget about YouTube. That's another great venue for you to put your videos up on the web right now. Don't be afraid of the web either, because a lot of people are saying, I want to go into broadcasting.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that's not really where everything is heading. Everything is heading toward the web, toward IT, toward putting things out there so that they can be broadcast worldwide. Take a look at YouTube. There are actually some people who are putting stuff on there. Take a look at iTunes. There are people who are making some good money with unique ideas that no one's thought about yet. You might be the next one to strike it rich doing video on the web.
Definitely.
So don't just think video as broadcast, because video on the web is where it's all going.
Where it's at. It's all about convergence. I mean, this is something that Fort Hays State University, the university that I teach at, that's something that we've been teaching for the last, since 1993, 92, something like that, about this convergence of web, telephone, and, well, we're really networking and video. And today we're here and we're one of the leaders in that convergence technology. But Russell, get out there, search the interweb. Go out and find people that are looking to hire you. I did a quick search on Craigslist. Now, I know you're not in Pittsburgh, but I just went to Pittsburgh, which is probably somewhat close by you, and I found the following. Seeking summer interns for a cable pilot called Grassroot Roadshow. 10 cities will be constructing independent movie houses on vacant lots. The interns will be working to assist 6 filmmakers who will be visiting each city with their movie. It goes on and on and on. You can find more.
And you can put that on your resume after you've done it. And the same thing is happening in Milwaukee. I've noticed there are similar ads for interns. Internships are where it's at. It's a chance for you to show what you can do. And in this industry, I know when I'm looking for a crew, I'm really afraid to hire someone I haven't worked with, someone I haven't seen the results of their work. So keep that in mind. the guys who are hiring are really going to be worried about who these people are and whether they're going to be able to perform. If you've proven yourself, then it's easy to make the decision to hire you.
Right, Russell. So get that good demo tape out there, and good luck, and good luck to all the graduates that are listening to the show, and you know, let us know how your search goes.
We'd like to hear about that. And Russell, thank you so much for your question. Best of luck to you. And you're going to get a great start. We're going to give you a free 1 gigabyte store and go drive. It's coming your way right here from your friends at Coolness Roundup.
That's right.
And if you guys have any questions, anybody listening about broadcasting, about consumer technology, anything in this complicated world of consumer electronics, send them to question@coolnessroundup.com. And you never know, you might be selected as the best email of the week, and you might win one of these store and go drives from Verbatim.
That's right. And you could be just like Russell, and you could give us a call. We've got a comment line. You can call in, leave a message, or two or three. You can reach us at 785-727-1942. Or if you have Skype, you can call us for free. We have a link to our Skype account over at our website, coolnessroundup.com. Now, speaking of...